as a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, Cheerleader Chit Chat with Lori Baranski.
Lori Baranski, and welcome to a Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's a great day here today because we have another rookie with us, and it is Sarah. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. She's so nervous. Let's make her feel well at home. Tell me what's going on. Tell me what it feels like to be a Patriots cheerleader.
It's definitely awesome. It's a great experience.
Are you loving it?
I am. I've never experienced anything like this.
So. Now, you must have, were you a dancer or a cheerleader in the past?
Dancer.
And so you were just like, yep, I'm trying out. This is what I want to do.
I just decided one day a couple of my friends were going to try out. Actually, just a few days before, they said that they were going to try out. And I went with them.
And there you were. So this was your first time trying out?
I tried out once a few years ago.
Well, congratulations on making it.
Thank you. It's
going to be an awesome ride. But more importantly, what's been going on lately, which is a huge Patriots cheerleader festivity, is junior Patriots cheerleaders.
Yes.
And how is camp going?
Camp is going awesome. The kids are great. They are just having such a great time. We just finished our second day of junior cheering camp. And
how was it? I mean, because the first day, the girls are absolutely ecstatic to meet who they, you know, their cheerleaders. And because if people have never heard it, you get broken up into little groups. And so everybody has a designated cheerleader or two to their group. And, you know, that's kind of their teacher for the entire camp. So, I mean, what's that like?
It's definitely a good experience to have them all split up into different groups. You get used to the kids that are in your group.
Of
and
course.
I think I had about 14 kids in my group, and I already feel so attached to every
know.
Single one of
and
them.
And what age group did you have?
I had the 8 and 9-year-olds.
Aww.
They
so
were awesome.
Good. You know, I have to say, because I got to go to the last camp, and they're so good. And I'm not just saying that. Like, legit good. Like, these little 8-year-olds can dance. And it's the cutest little, like, because they're so peanutty and they're petite and they can dance.
Yeah, when we first learned the dance, just the cheerleaders, just the Patriots, we were a little scared that the 8 and 9-year-olds, we were like, oh no, are they really going to be able to do this?
Right, because it's kind of fast.
Yes.
It's kind of fast-paced, and there's a lot of movement, and they do a phenomenal job.
They were so good. I was so surprised to see that they could keep up, and
they
were trying so hard, and it was great to see their attention span and see that they could actually stand there and learn a dance and just pay attention
for
the
hours,
whole day.
Hours. And there's so many tumblers. There's always a handful of tumblers at the camp all the time. And then tumbling is like my favorite. So I always love watching them. But there are like little ones that are very good tumblers. And they're actually going to open up the entire show. And it's going to be awesome. And when is the game? The game is Thursday.
Yes.
Today. And we're playing the Ravens, which is awesome.
Yes.
And it's going to be your first game too.
Yeah, so
how do you feel about this? I mean, how are you going to work this?
I'm nervous, but I think the excitement is taking over the nervousness. And just having the kids there, I think it makes it a better experience.
Of course.
Because it takes a little bit of my nervousness away because I'm trying to be there for them. And knowing that they're so nervous, and I'm saying, you know, don't worry about it. Everything's going to be great. So it's almost like convincing myself that everything's going to be okay and great.
And you're going to be sharing it with a special somebody.
Yes,
which
my
is,
daughter, Corinne.
That is going to be so amazing.
Yeah, I'm so excited that she gets to be there with the first game.
And she's in your group. She's a junior Patriots cheerleader this year. How old is she?
She's 7.
And what is her favorite part?
Her favorite part is pretty much just the whole dance.
She likes dancing.
She loves to dance. So she's been practicing every day. I was surprised to see her a couple of days ago. I asked her to go over the dance with me, and I wasn't expecting her to remember it, and she remembered the whole thing.
Oh,
and I was
good.
So surprised, and I was screaming. I was like, yes, you did it.
You're going on the right road.
So it was
That's
good
awesome.
To see.
So you guys practiced together, and she must be so excited. Are you nervous at all for tonight?
Of course I'm a little bit nervous because I've never experienced it at all. So it's,
everything's
new.
And I'm sure
unexpected.
The nerves aren't really going to hit in till second quarter.
Probably.
You know, because, you know, you're going to have all the little ones for the first quarter and pregame. And then once you're by yourself, I think the nerves will set in. But then once that first minute goes by, you're going to be golden. Because I'm sure you guys are more than ready.
I can't wait. Oh, yeah, we're definitely ready. We've been practicing a lot. And I just can't wait to do it and get it over with and be able to just have fun.
Yeah, I completely agree. Now, what's your favorite part of the whole Junior Patriots program?
My favorite part? Think about that.
There's a lot.
There's so much.
Of
there's so much.
You know, they start by just little things like getting to know the girls. And then you have breakout groups like cheering and dancing and tumbling. And there's like stretching and exercising. There's
honestly, I think the breakout groups was my favorite just because I got to meet everybody.
Right.
And, you know, you have the groups for about 10 to 15 minutes each and they rotate. And it was awesome to get to know all the other kids.
Right.
Because obviously the 8 to 9 year olds, I got so used to having in my line.
Exactly.
And I got to meet all of them, but...
And you'll see, as the years progress, that the same girls keep coming back.
Yeah.
So it's awesome when I went on Saturday and I got to see all the little girls that probably their first year was my first year.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just kind of have that special bond, which is always awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I wish you very much luck tonight, and I'm sure you will be absolutely perfect, and you will do great. And I can't watch.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to watch the little ones. I can't wait.
Thank you.
And good luck to your daughter as well.
Thank you so much.
What, now she's wearing her shirt, her shorts, and her pom-poms?
Yes, her red and white pom-poms.
And what color pom-poms do you guys have?
We have the silver pom-poms.
Oh, you're ready.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah, we're good. We're all set.
Okay, well, good luck. Thank you so much for coming by.
Well,
you'll have to come back very soon because we want to know everything about you.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Until next time, we'll see you on the sidelines.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.